T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Another fun show today. Thank you for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Thanks to Anthony Heron. Thanks to Mike Hall. Thanks to our guy, Carlos, who was the guy in charge of giving out the pick for the Bears. That was a pretty nice moment for him. Matt Spiegel had a pretty nice moment of calling a Chris Bryant homer yesterday, even though it was in a loss for the Cubs. The team of Parkinson Spiegel joins me now here on The Score. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? What's up, Spiegs? It's true.
Yeah, I had a very eventful fifth inning yesterday after an uneventful one last week. So, yeah, a lot of fun, man. My process of doing Major League Baseball inning by inning once a week, and now not again until the 30th of May. I don't know if it's the best way to get great at such things, but really, really fun to move it forward a little bit yesterday.
Your process has adapted and changed from your first fifth inning to your second fifth inning?
100%.
You're a totally different play-by-play guy now.
I am. Okay. I'm a different guy.
Right. I mean, like, that makes sense. And Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours, 2 fifth innings. That makes sense.
You know, after your first 13 minutes, Danny.
Yeah, it's true.
You really learn to take. No, but like, once you do anything for the first time, don't you realize there might be a better way to do it? You know?
Yeah, of course.
Microsoft OneNote. Actually, Joe Davis, the Dodgers voice, has a short video out there of like how he uses Microsoft OneNote. And my nephew, the play-by-play guy, hipped me to it.
That's great.
And there's, you know, why not work smarter, people?
That's right, man. Congratulations. Yeah. We will, of course, play Spiegel Idol again today, Lawrence, at 3 o'clock, where we assemble a panel of professional play-by-play people to critique and offer constructive criticism to Matt Spiegel.
Let me tell you why I'm looking forward to that. Because I had a horrific disaster of a moment on the mic yesterday that I would like back, and I can't have it back. You can't. You know, once you screw up, Lawrence, it's there in posterity. You just got to move on and own it. So I'm sure that'll get played for me at 3 o'clock.
We have it ready. Nice. We have it ready. But yeah, Lawrence, how are you doing, man? How's the show? How do you feel about the weekend, the whole draft, the whole thing?
I thought the Bears had an excellent draft. I really did. I was joking on Friday. It's like, hey, man, my Twitter account is now a Ryan Pace Stan account.
Wow, the mob is fickle. I mean that's not right. That's what everyone feels, right? Everybody graded them as the best draft of basically anyone in the NFL.
I was reading The Ringer and they gave the Bears an A+. Now I was like, oh, it's probably Robert Mays who wrote it, and because you know he's a Bears fan. And I look up, it wasn't Robert Mays who wrote it, and then you start seeing like a lot of praise for what they accomplished, not just locally but nationally, and I think it's deserved. I think that they not only got good players, they also went and fixed some need, and they took some risk in trading up in the first two picks to try and fix some need. And both of those players, whether we're talking about Fields or Jenkins, Bears fans kind of went, yeah, that's the combo right there. That's what you need to make this whole thing work. So it's been a good weekend for the Bears, and I thought that their late round picks were pretty decent too.
Just to round out the conversation that's been happening nationally that you guys are talking about, Yahoo Sports gave the Bears an A. NFL.com gave them an A. USA Today gave them an A. The Ringer gave them an A+. Pro Football Focus gave them an A+. Sporting News gave them an A. SI, an A-. What the hell's wrong with you? And Mel Kiper, a B+. That's the lowest one I've found, was Mel Kiper with a B+.
It's just very funny to me because I, like everybody, am very excited about this. And Justin Fields made the draft for me because
sure.
What we talked about Friday, it's hope. It's the rebirth. It's the another chance at the Bears having a franchise quarterback. So I was a satisfied customer after Thursday night. But this happens every single year.
Where somebody wins the draft?
Well, not only somebody wins the draft, but the way that these are inherently quote-unquote graded are based on media expectations, right?
Sure.
So the media makes a list of rankings, and then the draft by the professionals happens,
mm-hmm.
and then the media grades the drafts of the professionals based on their rankings.
Yes.
So when Tevin Jenkins was the most popular player mocked to the Bears
in the first round,
at 20 overall, and you get him in the second round, that means he was underdrafted by the media's rankings, but we have no idea if the media's rankings were correct, or if like the GM of the Lions, Seahawks, Bills, and Jaguars all thought that Tevin Jenkins was drafted exactly correct or even underdrafted.
Yeah, yeah. The perception is that everything between 20 and where they get Jenkins, 39, everything between 20 and where they got him was people drafting for need and not going for the tackle. But Layla Rahimi made a terrific point this morning about why part of why this feels so good is because the GMs and the NFL front offices did not have a lot of the extra stuff they usually have this year for the draft. No combine, right? No, you know, not a lot of extra access. There were a few pro days, but not a lot of...
you could do individual workouts.
Couldn't do individual workouts.
Combine, no advanced medicals with your own team doctors.
So the difference between what the media knows at the very top of the resources and what the teams know is way less than it has been in other years.
That's
true. So that's part of why you think... you know, that you might be more right or that the media angle might be more right. And thereby, when things like that happen, you feel even better. I thought that was a good point.
I agree. I think that that's totally reasonable and logical. And also, the draft was kind of like, it was almost like a fan was running it. Because, you know, is what do we need? We need a quarterback.
Let's go get one.
I'm going to go get one.
Yeah.
What else do we need? We need someone to protect the quarterback. Oh, who's the name I know? Okay. Let me go get him. you know, this is not a way, in a vacuum, right? If you removed Ryan Pace's job security, if you removed the stigma and the history of the Bears, just in a vacuum, this is not a good way to build a team in terms of depth. Just continue. He's traded up, what, 9 times now since he's been here?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, that's not how you do things. But when you're desperate and you don't have a quarterback, I applaud it because the only thing that matters is going out and getting a quarterback, right? Because the rest of the roster is just not good enough to overcome the 25th best quarterback play in the NFL, which was probably about your ceiling with Andy Dalton. So I support the hell out of it. It's just, if Justin Fields ends up being the guy and Ryan Pace is here for the next
decade,
5-10 years, start trading down. Start trading down, acquire assets, build for depth. Because, man, this is luck.
There is no next year. There is no next year.
Maybe not. But a huge part of this is throwing as many darts at the dartboard as you can.
Right.
And the best way to do that is
to have a lot of darts.
Is to have a lot of darts.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Now, Lawrence, I saw a list. I think it was Warren Sharp had the rankings of next year's draft capital. After that draft, like who's got the best draft capital next year?
Okay.
Bears are 31 of 32.
Correct.
They gave up a big pile of picks to move up and get their guys. So to your point, Danny, I'm not going to be able to fix it. And with the cap problems, now they've got a little more room because they released Leno. But with the cap issues and no draft capital next year, this better work you're constructed.
But none of it matters, Lawrence, right? If Justin Fields is good. None of that matters.
For the most part, no. None of it matters if you got it right. And I've felt that the interior of their line is good enough and young enough to be here for a minute. And now you've gone and at least gotten tackle competition and probably two guys that are going to start at the tackle spot.
How about
it? So, yeah. Like, it just it felt like it felt like they were watching the same thing. Like it's weird to get consensus from the fan base, but it just felt like the Bears were looking at things the way we were looking at them and saying, hey, man, you don't have to overthink it. We saw Justin Fields be good. Like, we saw him have great moments against really good competition. And don't overthink it. Don't think, well, let's go find a different type of quarterback that you have to squint and move your head to the side to figure out if the person's good.
No squinting.
No, that guy looks like he's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Let's go
no
get
squinting.
Him. Mm-hmm. Especially once the board started to break their way, where you're sitting there going, okay, it's not crazy anymore to think of them possibly moving up. When you're sitting there at 20 and you're thinking, oh, well, the quarterbacks are probably all going to be gone by 10, then no, you getting up to that spot would probably be difficult. But once you see teams pass on it, and quite frankly, like, I know there were a lot of people who liked the Carolina Panthers draft, but I actually thought that it was irresponsible for them to not draft a quarterback in that spot.
Yeah, well, if you don't have a quarterback, you're screwed. Just you can have an outlier type season, right? You can have the Niners year a couple of years ago. But what did the Niners do? They went to the Super Bowl, could have won, definitely could have won that game and won that Super Bowl, and 18 months later are trading the farm to go get an FCS quarterback. Like, it's very fleeting. It's why, you know, I would always talk about, like, if you want a dynasty, every year having a shot, like the Steelers or the Seahawks or the Packers or now the Chiefs, you need that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get there the other way, it can be a great year, but it can't be a sustained run. There's not a modern example of a sustained run where you're continuously competing on Championship Sunday without a great quarterback. It does not happen.
Washington Redskins under Joe Gibbs, he went
modern.
You're not going to give Joe Gibbs and the Redskins modern? The 80s is not modern for you?
No.
Freaking millennial.
I mean, it was, what, 40 years ago?
I guess it is 40 years ago.
No? The game's changed like three times since then.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true, because that whole thing was about the Hogs. It was about their running game and about their offensive line. That was static while they went to the Super Bowl with Doug Williams and then Jay Schrader and then Mark Rippon. And they went once with Theismann, too, right? He went to the Super Bowl with four different quarterbacks within a decade.
Yeah, it's an incredible accomplishment. But the modern example of that, man, it doesn't exist, because it's
80s not modern.
The 80s is not modern.
It's probably true.
It's not modern.
It's not at all relevant to what the Bears. I mean, even just the salary cap structure, right, of what you pay these guys has changed a couple of times since then for rookie wage scale and
that
stuff.
Yeah.
But so I'm just saying, like, how you build a team is totally different. And so,
how did I end up the old guy? How did this happen?
you woke up the old guy. You still called him by the racial slur. That's how old you are. That's the WFT to you.
In my day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the WFT.
The Washington football team, excuse me.
But we've got Olin Kreutz on the show today at 2:40, Lawrence, because they've invested in the offensive line. So we had to talk, of course, to Olin Kreutz.
There's no one who does it better.
There isn't. We have Spiegel Idol at 3:00. We have Terry Bradshaw at 4:00. And we will be surprising Terry Bradshaw with someone that he knows. And I've already told the audience a couple times, but I got admonished for telling them, so now I'm going to pretend like they don't know and it's going to be a surprise.
Is Terry Bradshaw one of the judges for Spiegel Island?
He should be. He should be, because he is a cunning linguist. Yeah, he is. No, he will be on at 4:00 to talk bourbon and football and quarterback play.
I mean, that's not bad right there.
Yeah,
right?
That'll work.
A lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, those two things together.
Should be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is debating also the when is he going to start and when is he going to play, he being Justin Fields. And we will discuss it. But I also think that these moves tell you something about, like, how the Bears are planning this year to go. So I want to start the show there now that we've seen the whole draft.
All right, boys, have at it. Sounds like it's going to be a good time, and I imagine that somewhere in there, I mean, that's a lot of football.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, there is an opportunity to talk about some baseball. I'm just guessing.
No, there'll be a bunch of it. We're waiting on news for Luis Robert, and it's not going to be good. Like, already you're looking at a flexor strain, and a strain is a tear. So that means he's got a torn flexor muscle. What grade it is what they're finding out via an MRI today. Grade one, grade two, grade three. On the low end, you're talking 3 to 5 weeks, something like that. You're going to be without Luis Robert. And if it's worse, and it won't be difficult for that to be worse, you could be hearing a much longer length of time. They don't have to say it today because they're off. So they don't have to talk to the media. So they might wait until tomorrow. They're unveiling the minor league rosters, and Wes Helms and other Charlotte Knights are meeting the media. So maybe they want the minors to have their shine today. But yeah, it's that you could be going a long time without your best athlete and one of your better players in Luis Robert.
Agreed. Boys, have a wonderful show. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Lawrence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.